Hi, I'm Tim Connors.
And I'm Becky Connors.
Welcome to Free Pod, a local news source for everyone in the Freeport area. This weekly podcast is brought to you by a large volunteer group dedicated to providing objective, unbiased news specific to our community.
Please continue to share about us on your social media, and thank you for your enthusiasm. Now here's the local news you've been missing.
The city is working on finishing up work on Locust Avenue, just east of Freeport High School, from South Street to Lincoln Boulevard. Helm Group contractors are wrapping up work on manhole covers and are about to start painting. Further west, the side streets of Greenfield Drive have moved into the final phase of reconstruction. Roads such as Quail Ridge, Sioux, and Yellowstone all had infrastructure work done over the last month and a half and are now repaved with completion of final elements planned to be complete soon.
At a recent Stevenson County Board meeting, the board approved a salary increase of $7,400 for the Stevenson County Sheriff. The state of Illinois reimburses 66% of the increase. In other Sheriff's Department news, three new deputies are in training. And some auxiliary members of the sheriff's office had to be posted in the county treasurer's office due to unruly taxpayers verbally abusing and harassing county employees. The board also approved a pay raise of $9,000 for the state's attorney and noted that the public defender has resigned effective year end. Additionally, Marcos Perez was approved as the new Walnut Acres Nursing Center administrator. Perez has 15 years' experience and describes himself as a traditional administrator. He starts immediately.
As was reported in my in-depth interview with organizer William Brown of High Hope Freeport last week, Freeport area residents are invited to participate in an anti-gun violence march this Saturday, August 3rd. The march will start at the corner of Main Street and State Avenue in downtown Freeport, the location of the old Germania Club, at about 10:15 a.m. Organizer Brown said there will be two stops during the march where mothers who have lost children to gun violence will speak briefly. Walkers will then proceed to the Ferguson Pavilion behind the post office, where various resources related to reducing and handling gun violence will be available. The march will finish with a moment of silence and a balloon release to honor those victims lost to gun violence in our community.
Greater Freeport Partnership Executive Director Andrea Winter has reported that the partnership has received a grant from the Illinois Department of Tourism to support retaining and expanding existing businesses, attracting new businesses, attracting visitors, and increasing membership. Although lack of childcare facilities is a major issue for the area, she noted that employers are seeing more applicants than a year ago. Winter reported that the partnership currently has 410 members, and the retention rate for members is 96%. She also stated that January to June hotel occupancy is down slightly compared to 2023.
At a recent special meeting of the Highland Community College Board, the board continues to assess the feasibility of building an athletic and events center on campus, either as a new standalone structure or as an addition to the existing YMCA. The task force recently walked through with architect Scott Johnson of Richard L. Johnson Associates and Architects in Rockford, who summarized the construction of such a center and concluded that 226,000 feet would be needed to accommodate all the proposed plans of Highland and the YMCA. By comparison, the existing YMCA building has 76,000 square feet, and even if renovated, does not have enough space for all of the potential uses envisioned for an athletic and events center. Costs range from $15 million to over $90 million, depending on the decision to renovate existing structures or combine the needs of the college and the Y into one facility, as well as exploring different square footage options and the types of facilities to be included. President of Highland Community College, Chris Kaburski, reported that while the Y doesn't see much growth in its fitness center, additional space is needed for after-school programs and the child care center. Additional conversation involved the partnership between the college and the YMCA and how that would be impacted if a joint facility goes forward. Stay tuned to Freepod for more news as this project discussion progresses.
The Stevenson County Antique Engine Club hosts the Freeport Antique Tractor and Engine Show this Saturday and Sunday, August 3rd and 4th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. There's a lot to see at this look into the past, including many makes and models of antique tractors, antique gas engines, some of them made in Freeport, classic automobiles, including Henny's, made in Freeport, the club's fire truck collection, and the huge Cooper Corliss engine. Attendees can also enjoy a flea market, an antique tractor pull on Sunday, and tours of the museum, as well as train rides. Admission to the showgrounds is free, and for this event only, you can tour the museum and ride the train for the bargain price of just $5, with children under age 6 riding for free. There will be a biscuits and gravy breakfast available for purchase each day, and a lunch stand will be on the showgrounds. All transactions must be made in cash or by local check, as the club is unable to accept credit or debit cards.
There's going to be an end of the summer party at the library. On Thursday, August 8th, the Freeport Public Library will host this party from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock on the library grounds at 100 East Douglas in Freeport. The free party, which celebrates the end of the summer reading program, will feature bounce houses, face painting, games, and much more. In case of rain, the party will move inside the library.
On Tuesday, August 6th, from 5 to 7 p.m., the Freeport Fire and Police Departments are hosting a national night out at Reed Park by the Pavilion. This is a nationwide community event to encourage outreach and foster good communications between the departments and residents. You can enjoy a number of family and children-friendly activities.
Freeport Cruise Night returns to downtown Freeport next Saturday, August 10th, from 4 o'clock to 8 p.m. The event begins with the car show, merchandise vendors, music, and food vendors, with cars being displayed in the municipal lot along Douglas Street, the east lot at the corner of Adams and Exchange Street, and overflow parking on Exchange. Reserved parking spaces are still available for the east lot at $12 and can be purchased online at greaterfreeport.com/events. Parking spots will also be for sale on the day of the event for $10 on a first-come, first-served basis. As one of the original and remaining true cruises, the Freeport Cruise will begin at 6 o'clock p.m. The route runs from downtown Freeport west on Stevenson Street, then south on Park Boulevard, east on Empire Street, north on the newly repaved Locust Street, east on Main Street, and finally north on State to complete the route. Signage will be posted throughout the route to help with traffic flow. Greater Freeport Partnership Brand Director Nicole Haas noted that the cruise has become so popular that no more cars could be fitted in the original 16-blot route. The classic cars sat idle and then overheated, and it didn't continuously move as had been intended. This expanded route has worked out well to keep cars moving. Residents and viewers love sitting along the streets throughout the city to watch the amazing display of automobiles. Drivers are invited to enter the cruise route at any point. For more information on Freeport Cruise Night, visit greaterfreeport.com/events.
You are invited to join one of two local organizations that meet quarterly to select a nonprofit recipient for donated funds during an hour-long meeting. The organizations are 100 Women Who Care, Stevenson County, and 100 Men Who Care, Stevenson County. Both are giving circles, with members donating $100 each quarter. The pooled donations are significant enough to make a measurable impact for a nonprofit organization that is selected to receive funds each quarter. In its 9-year history, 100 Women Who Care Stevenson County members have donated over $440,000 to organizations in Stevenson County. Julie Hilliger, a 100 Women Who Care steering committee member, says that the group has helped launch a nonprofit organization, bought a bookmobile, supported flood relief efforts, helped save a historic landmark, and made history by supporting the first domestic violence shelter in Stevenson County. The group is accepting new members and meets next on Thursday, August 8th at the Muse on Cedar Creek in Cedarville. A social hour begins at 5:30 p.m., followed by the meeting at 6:30 p.m. More information for members and organizations that would like to be considered in future meetings can be found on the group's website at 100wwcstevensoncounty.weebly.com. 100 Men Who Care was founded in June 2022 and has been meeting quarterly since then. Their next meeting will be August 20th. Nominations for donations to nonprofit organizations do not have to be submitted in advance to 100 Men Who Care.
The Lincoln Douglas 5K, 1 Mile Fun Run, and Kids Race returns next Saturday, August 10th for the 21st year. It starts at 8 o'clock a.m., beginning and ending near the Abraham Lincoln statue in Taylor Park at 900 East Stevenson Street, and consists of 3 loops around the historic paved road inside Taylor Park. A 1 mile fun run of 1 loop around the park follows, as well as a series of kids races that will ultimately crown the fastest kid in town. Sign up can be done online at www.lincoln-douglas5k.com, with fees for the 5K at $25 until midnight, August 5th. We'll include that URL in our show notes for this newscast. Sign-up fees increase after that time. Proceeds benefit programs for the United Way of Northwest Illinois and the Family YMCA of Northwest Illinois.
The Stevenson County Fair wrapped up last Saturday. It's been an important event here for 170 years, and rain has frequently affected the fair. In fact, flooding in 1951 forced the event to move from its original location at Taylor Park to its current location on Lamb Road in 1952. This year, rain caused them to cancel the tractor pull on Tuesday night. FreePod host Alan Wenzel went to the fair on Saturday to interview State of Illinois Comptroller Susanna Mendoza. Mendoza has tried to visit all 102 Illinois counties during her 8 years as comptroller, and Alan caught up with her to ask what 2 or 3 items from the recently approved state budget she would highlight for our listeners. Here's what she had to say.
I think that one of the things that I've always said about Illinois is that if we do nothing else right as a state, is that we should take care of our most vulnerable population, and those are folks with disabilities. Unfortunately, our state continues to be one of the worst states when it comes to funding. But in this year's budget, Governor Pritzker has really focused, along with the legislature, in increasing the amount of funding that's going to folks in the disabled community. We're trying to work our way out from the bottom towards the top. And so that's an area that's always a little interesting because, you know, when you think about where we should invest our money, it's obviously in places that have a return on investment, but caring for sick people is not in a profitable enterprise for this state, but it's the right thing to do. So before we get into doing anything else, I really think it's important that we become better at leading, not just with the, of course, I always talk about it's important to have a strong fiscal compass, but you typically do when you have a strong moral compass as well. And that's what we're seeing in this year's budget. It invests highly in education. It invests highly in workforce development. Those two areas are probably the two most important areas for providing return on investment. And so from the investments that we see in education, the investments that we see in workforce development and economic development opportunities, things that can create jobs in our state, not just in up north, but further central and southern as well. Those are really great things that are in this year's budget. And like I said, we're not just riding a tight fiscal ship, which we are. This is a balanced budget. But where you do see increased investments, it's in areas that have a proven return on investment or in areas where we have a moral obligation to do so.
While he was there, Alan also ran into one of our country's founding fathers, Ben Franklin. He shared a number of insights for listeners of 2024. So here's Alan interviewing Ben.
Hi, I'm FreePod host Alan Wenzel. And I'm at the Stevenson County Fair on a bright, sunny Saturday afternoon, and I'm pleased to be here sitting with and about to talk to Ben Franklin. Ben, or should I call you Mr. Franklin? Welcome to the Stevenson County Fair.
Oh, Mr. Wenzel, please call me Benjamin. Oh, I love coming back to Freeport, and I love the Stevenson County Fair. There are so many wonderful, wonderful opportunities being out here. I just enjoy it immensely.
Well, Mr. Franklin, Benjamin, we're so glad that you're here. And I know July is one of your favorite months. It was the month in which you helped pen the Declaration of Independence. And so how did you make your way to Freeport?
Oh, I really don't know how I made my way to Freeport, to be honest with you. But yes, You know, I remember when we were penning the Declaration of Independence, the, I call him Mr. Big Signature, John Hancock. He was writing his name a tad bit bigger than all of us, and he looked at us all and he said, you know, when we sign this piece of paper, we need to all hang together. And I looked at John Hancock and the rest and said, yes, if we don't hang together, they're all going to hang us separately. And that's the combination of how coming together with a nation, with our Declaration of Independence, is wonderful. And I, Freeport, I heard, I was out of town, I think I was in Cleveland or someplace, that I heard that the fireworks a few weeks ago were wonderful, and the Stevenson County Fair is wonderful. You know, I have walked around and I have sampled immensely. Everyone thinks, because I'm not the skinniest man in the world, everyone thinks that I have, I try everything, but I am a vegetarian. I don't know if you know that.
I did not know that, Mr. Franklin, a vegetarian. So how are you able to sample all of this great fair food? Well, you have to be very picky, I guess. No meats. So do you have a favorite fair food, Mr. Franklin?
Well, there is one. There is one area up there that sells tofu. And I don't know if you know this or not, but I am the first person, seriously, the first person to write the word tofu. When I was in my younger days, I had chef friends in China, and I wrote letters to these chefs in China asking for them to give me a recipe for those dishes that had this rubbery substance, and I named it tofu. And it has stuck ever since, and it's quite delicious. However, just remember, elephant ears, cream puffs, lemon shake-ups, they don't have meat, and they are all... There's also a thing out here called a potato tornado. It's a potato tornado. It not only is delicious, it's much safer than the other tornado we know.
Well, I'm glad you've had such a good sampling of the fair food here. Have you been able to meet some of the folks at the fair, Mr. Franklin, and talk to them a little bit?
Oh, I have. I've met some wonderful politicians that are out to try and help this area and help our Midwestern area and help Illinois and help Freeport and the surrounding areas. It just seems like a fair is a time that we all could just get together and just be friendly and enjoy one another's company, and don't eat too many cream puffs or elephant ears before you go on the zipper. I have learned that.
I hope you didn't have a bad experience on the zipper.
Next question.
Well, Mr. Franklin, I imagine that you probably attend other county fairs, or is this the one and only that you get to every year?
Oh, I make my rounds. This, however, is the friendliest one of all. I'm contacted, asked to come out. I'm going to speak to a lovely group of people, and then in a little bit I'm going to introduce the comptroller of the state of Illinois, Ms. Mendoza. She's wonderful. And I love getting out amongst all the people. I mean, I think we now live in a society that we need to be friendly. We need to enjoy one another's company, but more importantly, we need to have each other's back. And I think, as I've always believed, I've always believed it's not necessarily about the party that you are from, it's about the people that you are with and the people that you believe in. And that's why county fairs are so incredibly wonderful. I have always loved these fairs and loved the people of communities, not only in Freeport, but all around the surrounding area.
It seems like a county fair like this, Mr. Franklin, as you said, does a great job over several days bringing together people from everywhere, all areas of the county, from different backgrounds and different occupations and different interests. And you get to see each other, as you said, and sample not only the food, but a good conversation. You can sit in the shade and have a talk with an old neighbor you haven't seen in a while. And it's just a good time for all.
I honestly have spoke to about 5 to 10 people I've not seen in the longest time. And also, Mr. Wenzel, I went around and saw every dairy cow, every goat, every sheep, and even went in and saw the pigs. That was an adventure. That was an adventure.
I have to ask you, Mr. Franklin, have you ever milked a cow or a goat in your lifetime? I'm betting maybe you have.
I have. I have milked a cow, and to be honest with you, I helped birth a goat. I was in a situation where I was asked by a farmer to stand with this goat, and did I want the head to hold on to or the back to help pull? And I ask about, honestly, I ask, do they bite? And he said to me, you better help pull. And I did. And I helped bring a goat into this world. I guess that means that I am the goat.
The goat of all time.
The greatest. The greatest of all. Get it right, Wenzel.
The greatest of all time.
Thank you.
Not the goat, but
no.
The greatest of all time.
Get hip, Wenzel. Get hip.
Oh, my gosh. So you've had a wide range of experiences, Mr. Franklin. What's next for you here? The rest of the summer, the next year or two, as you look ahead, what are you going to be about? What are you going to be doing?
Well, I'm going to be very interested how our nation continues to grow and get stronger and get more comfortable with one another. I want a nation that is one of equal peace. I want a nation that is where everyone is treated equal and is believed that they are an important part of our society. I want to be a part of a nation that people can look at one another and say, yes, we are the United States of America. I want United to be the major part of our nation.
Well said, Mr. Franklin. I want to thank you so much for your time with us today as you spend some more hours at the Stevenson County Fair enjoying yourself and enjoying the people who are here. Do you have any last words of wisdom for us, Mr. Franklin, before we depart?
Yes. When you go over to the duck pole, you need to spend a lot of money. A lot of money to get a big stuffed animal. As a matter of fact, you better bring a Franklin with you, because if not, it takes forever to get that big stuffed animal. Thank you, Mr. Wenzel.
And thank you, Mr. Franklin, for your time and safe journeys. We hope to talk to you again soon.
Ta-ta for now.
Music on Chicago is concluding the summer season with a repeat performance by Boogie and the Yo-Yos tomorrow night, August 2nd in downtown Freeport. Boogie and the Yo-Yos has been entertaining crowds since 1995 with their high-energy performances at events like Cheese Days in Monroe and Riverfest in La Crosse. Their diverse lineup pleases music lovers of all ages. They will headline the show starting at 7 o'clock p.m., preceded by DJ Cup, kicking off the evening at 5:30 p.m. Gates open at 5 o'clock p.m. and with a $5 admission fee for ages 12 and older. Lawn chairs and blankets are welcome, and local food trucks and cold beverages will be available for purchase. Music on Chicago is a community arts and entertainment collaboration hosted by the Greater Freeport Partnership.
As always, there's plenty going on in the Freeport area during the coming week. First up, we're looking forward to a performance by Southpaw Stance at Music on Debate Square tonight, August 1st. Bring your long chairs and blankets, as well as pocket money for a free will donation. And a treat from Union Dairy next door.
Then on Saturday, August 3rd, check out the Family Wellness Expo from 10 o'clock a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Join FHN, SSM Health, the Stevenson County Health Department, and the FMFA Barbershop for health screenings, yoga sessions, speakers, and plenty of fun activities for the kids, all to help boost your family's health and wellness. Next up is Harmony Among the Treetops, a performance by the Freeport Choral Society from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. this Sunday, August 4th, at the Koenig Amphitheater in Crape Park, also informally known as the Crape Park Bandshell. Admission is free.
Then, on Wednesday, August 7th, moviegoers can enjoy Sing 2, the last movie in the Lindo Theater's Wednesday morning movie series. A highly rated animated family movie that premiered in 2021, Sing 2 will air at 10 a.m. for only $2 per ticket. Doors open at 9 a.m. for entertainment and games, and one auditorium at the theater is dedicated for guests who may need more freedom than a traditional cinema setting allows.
Later in the day, next Wednesday, August 7th, classic movie lovers can look forward to Some Like It Hot, a 1959 hit film starring Tony Curtis, Jack Lemmon, and Marilyn Monroe. This film was voted by the audiences of the Select Picks Classic Film Series as a favorite comedy, and indeed, it set the standard for many comedic films to follow. Some Like It Hot screens next Wednesday at 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock p.m. at regular ticket prices. 2024 is the 14th year for this popular film series, and it's hosted by Ed Finch and Alan Wenzel at the Lindo Theater in Freeport. We have one logistics note for the week, which is that the print version of today's episode will not post until Monday, August 5th.
As we close, we're pleased to announce that next Tuesday, we will highlight two Tim Beck 2 features. Tim interviews Megan Busker about dairy cows at last week's Stevenson County Fair. Then Tim and I visit the new Wing It miniature golf course at Crate Park. These conversations will post at noon on Tuesday, August 6th. Accompanying photos appear below.
With that, time's up for this week. But tune in again next week for more about Freeport businesses, city plans and progress, area rewards and recognition, local impacts related to state and national news, and more.
FreePod couldn't come to you without the help of many local supporters. We're especially appreciative for the Mass Communications Department at Highland Community College for producing this podcast, as well as our many liaisons and reporters for the time they volunteer to bring the news to you. Thank you, Highland and Team FreePod.
If you have story suggestions or would like to donate to support FreePod, now tax deductible, visit our website at www.freepod.org.
He's Tim Connors.
And she's Becky Connors.
Thanks for listening.